This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical officer, says high school students will be able to get vaccinated early in the next school year. Elementary school students should be in line for vaccinations in early 2022, he says. At the moment, trials are underway to determine the safety of vaccines on younger people. Our Ben Thomas has word of some trouble in Florida over the weekend involving COVID vaccines.
A COVID-19 vaccination site in Florida was overwhelmed after word spread it was inoculating all adults. The federally run site in Florida City had so few takers on Saturday, it had given shots to any adult who showed up until the supply ran out. A police officer had to be called to calm the crowd of about 200 Sunday as the site again enforced Florida's strict eligibility rules. Those limit shots to people 65 and older, teachers, police officers, and firefighters 50 and older, and a few other narrow categories.
The AP's Ben Thomas reporting. Legal experts say they'll be trying to find jurors who can put aside their opinions as they begin choosing a jury today for the trial of Derek Chauvin. He's the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck. Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle dropped bombshell after bombshell in their interview with Oprah Winfrey, which aired last night here in the U.S. Among the revelations, Meghan, who is biracial, says when she was first pregnant with the couple's son Archie, there were concerns within Buckingham Palace about how dark his skin might be. Prince Harry.
At the time it was awkward, I was a bit shocked.
Meghan says she thought about killing herself and asked for help through the palace's human resources department, but was told there was nothing they could do. The interview was broadcast by Harpo Productions CBS. The price of gas has increased 31 cents in a month. It's $2.77 this morning. This is AP News. One country overseas is banning face coverings. The AP's Karen Shamas with Switzerland's decision and who it affects, and the critics who oppose it.
Swiss voters narrowly approved a proposal to ban face coverings, both the niqabs and burqas worn by a few Muslim women in the country, as well as ski masks and bandanas used by protesters. The measure will outlaw covering one's face in public places like restaurants, sports stadiums, public transport, or simply walking in the street. The bill gives exception to wearing them at religious sites, as well as using masks for health reasons such as to protect against COVID-19. Face coverings for traditional carnival celebrations are also allowed. There are, however, still those opposed to the measure. Local resident Yelena Batar believes it's an obstruction of freedom of choice.
Borderline xenophobe.
This is also borderline xenophobic. So this goes against my values and the ones I think of Switzerland. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.